بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
There are some people function for a short term, but only the mu'mineen function for a long term. Some people, because their iman, their faith is weak, they function for a short term. But some people, they function for a long term. Like you go to school and you study medical school or engineering, but it takes you too long. You will enter all the agonies, you will enter all the hardship. Why you do that? Because you have a long term. You will be tired now, but later on you will enjoy yourself. The same one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you submit all this kind of worship and you fulfill all the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward will come. This is need to function all the time for a long term. You don't see the result right away. كلا بل يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا. They want to have the reward right away, but they leave behind them a grievous days. Imam al-Husayn, when this one came to him and he asked him, give me advice, Imam said to him, if you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in the same time, in the same minute, people will become mad at you. People will be angry at you. Allah will protect you from people. Every human being, there are three forces control him. One, we called it soul force. And the other one, we called it spirit force. And the third one, what we need, is social force. A soul force, it is dealing with the materialistic things. When you go to school or you go to find work, no one call you and ask you to go to school or to find a job. There is a soul, there is a force inside you, pushing you to find a job or to go to school or to educate ourselves. And there is another soul, a spirituality soul, a spirit soul. This one, if you believe in it, this is you will receive the level, the high level of perfection. Now you come to this Muslim Congress. Why did you come here? What is the goal for that you come? And you come, you spend time, you spend money, and you donate to the conference. Why do you do that? This is not a waste of money. This is not a waste of time. You believe inside of yourself. When you come and you give something, this what you give worth more than what you make in your income. More what you make benefit from your income. This force, if you believe in it and you know the purpose for it, you will taste your iman, you will taste your faith. And the third force, it is a social force. A human being impact on the society and he big impacted from the society. He influenced on the society and society influenced on him. But you have here, if you are in front of two options, you put Allah in front of you. This is what we have in the history, Prophet Noah. Prophet Noah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, plant this tree, 40 years he watered this tree up. After 40 years, Allah said to him, cut it off and make a ship. People come asking him, what you are doing? He said, I make the order of Allah. They laugh on him. They swear on him. They spit on him. Now he has two options. Make people happy and leave the job of Allah, or do the job of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he believes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need in our life. This is what we are to understand the issue of the life. Most of us has this exam. Please Allah or please the family or please people, the community. Or you please them. I don't say you have to be enemy to them. But where are there two options? You put Allah in front of your eyes. That's why when we came here, we didn't come to please ourselves. We have to understand why we came here. We didn't come here to please ourselves only. We came here to find where they are, the weakness point in ourselves. So when we go out, we have more responsibility. We have more things to think how to disseminate Islam and how to work for the faith. And this is the goal of Imam Hussein. He didn't just say these words, he practiced them on the road to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy and to make Allah pleased and to make Allah satisfied. You say Al-Hussein maghlum, oppressor, oppressed. Why he is oppressed? Because Yazid took the chair of government from him? No, this is not the reason. Al-Hussein maghlum because people in that time, they been like us. They have a family and they have a property and they have everything. But they've been afraid about their future. Then when Al-Hussein revolted to defend the people, to defend the society, to work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to work for the community. This is what you have to think. Our story with Al-Hussein is not going to finish as his story with us is not going to finish. When we go from here, this is like someone engineer just graduated. He has to practice his knowledge. Someone finished medical doctor, he has to practice his knowledge. This is what Al-Hussein wanted to see for us. This is what he is asking for us, to take the responsibility and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to be a good followers to Ahlul Bayt salawatullahi alayhim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all al-mu'mineen and al-mu'minat. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.